We're about to talk tipping. Tipping in restaurants, is it something you do? Is it something you feel you should only do if the service meets with your approval? Or does it reach the point maybe now where you feel obliged to tip even if you're not totally satisfied? What do you think this morning? 0-30-30-80-55-55. Should tipping in restaurants be banned? Even would you go that far? Some people in New York think that that's the case, and there are plans in the city to wipe out the whole practice of tipping by the end of next year. So should we be doing the same here, or is it a good way of making up the meagre wages perhaps of some of the waiting staff? I'm joined by food critic William Sitwell and the broadcaster Charlie Wolfe, who are both on the line this morning. So Charlie, I mean, are you a regular tipper? Do you feel obliged to tip, or would you only tip if the service meets with your approval?
Well, I got to tell you, Joel, of all the things I've spoken about on BBC Radio Ulster, this has to be probably the hardest topic I've ever had to approach.
Excellent.
Believe it or not, I've thought long and hard on this one. It's a bit of a quagmire. I mean, yes, I tip, but I don't tip that much, not because I don't want to, but a lot of times if I'm in New York City on either for business or for a holiday, you know, your budget is a bit strained, so you're trying to get as much out of it as you can. I looked at this from two different angles. From the standpoint of the wait staff, yeah, it's a way to hopefully make more money. They don't get the same minimum wage, for instance. I don't know if you know this. There's a waiter or wait staff minimum in many states as opposed to the normal minimum. I don't know, you know, if the system of the restaurant putting a service charge. But again, from the standpoint of the consumer, I shouldn't have to pay to get extra service. I should expect it as part of the meal. And also, it is a bit of a pain sitting there trying to figure, is it 10%? Is it 15%? If you don't, I mean, in some restaurants, if you don't tip enough and you come back the next time, especially in New York, they'll yell at you. You know, wait staff will give you the evil eye.
They'll remember you.
Oh yeah, darn right they will. You know, especially if you go somewhere on a regular basis, or you've been a couple times and you haven't tipped on both times, you know, they may not even serve you.
Different mindset on both sides of the Atlantic, particularly you're saying in New York. So would this necessarily work then? I mean, are you surprised to hear this, that there are actually plans to totally wipe it out altogether?
Yeah, and you know, again, like I said, I can see arguments on both sides of this. At least, you know, here in the UK, you know, I can sit down and I get the bill and I know that, you know, there's a 10% that's been added on. It's pretty much easily figured out. I'm sure if, you know, it does say discretionary, I think, on most of them. So you pay it 99.9% of the time. Maybe if the service was that bad, you'd go up and complain and, you know, it was so bad, you probably wouldn't want to pay for the meal to begin with. But, you know, the thing is, what makes it, this is the way the thought process should go. What makes it easiest for the consumer? Because ultimately, that's what it's all about.
William Sitwell, where do you stand on this?
Well, I think we should ban tipping. I think it's a ridiculously old-fashioned system that basically praises the service front of house. Virtually all restaurants share tips 100%. They might take a bit of a deduction to pay for credit card charges, which there is another row about. But they share the staff between everybody, whether you're the kitchen porter, whether you're the chef or the waiter. People at the diner thinks they're rewarding the waiter, which they're not doing. So if a particular diner wants to show off and fancies the waitress and gives her 100 quid, she's not going to get it anyway. What we should do is pay staff properly, whoever they are, whether they're the KP or whether they're the manager or a lowly waiter. And get rid of tipping, because it's just it's confusing. No one understands it. No one knows whether it's 10% or 12.5%. It's different according to the country you're in and the convention. You know, you don't tip in Japan, for example, because it's simply seen as an insult. I think that, you know, tipping's got out of hand. I mean, people tip taxis. The London taxi fare is the most expensive rip-off in history. Yet we have to pay. We feel obliged to tip or round up the figure. So I think we should get rid of tipping. Restaurant managers, chefs should charge what they need to pay for their staff, pay the rent, paint the walls, fix the aircon, et cetera, et cetera. And we should get rid of it, and it should be transparent. So I think what they're doing in New York is is a great step in the right direction of transparency and common sense.
But on the basis that the wages are reasonable and that it's not leaving staff in a position where they're being paid the same wages and struggling.
Yeah, but you see, people should pay a proper wage, number one. You shouldn't have to rely on the customers to top up wages. You wouldn't do that in any other industry. It's ridiculous. If someone comes and...
Because you do hear all these anecdotal stories, particularly in America, where lots of these waitresses and waiting staff actually make more money from their tips than what they do. But let's be honest, they work at it.
They may work at it, but the other thing is, in this country, in the United Kingdom, the tips, it doesn't matter how well the front of house staff work for the tips are shared across... 100% across all of the staff.
Even if you place that money into the hand of the waitress that serves you, does that still happen?
If you put your money into her hand, she is obliged not to then pocket it, because there is.
That's where I have a problem.
The job of a waiter or a waitress is to be a fantastic waiter or waitress, in the same way that the job of a chef is to be a fantastic chef. Mm. You don't tip the chef because his eggs are better or the souffle's risen better. So a waiter doing their job should not get paid extra money for doing their job, however good it is.
That's interesting, Charlie, isn't it? Because a lot of people maybe listening to this would even, if they're out and they've been well treated by a waiter or a waitress, they'll not maybe add it to the bill, but instead they'll go and seek out the waiter or waitress and they will logically think, I haven't added it to the bill because I want this waiter or waitress to get the money. But what William's actually saying is that doesn't necessarily happen anyway.
Yeah, no, it depends. It depends on the restaurant. I understand that, of course, if you put it on the credit card, then yes, it goes into a fund and there's been a bit of a kerfuffle over administration fees that restaurants take. I think a very small one. If it's on a credit card, it can always seem fair. But yeah, that kind of worries me as well, because if that particular waiter has done well, and if I'm Joe Big Money here, and I want to give him £1,000 because I just feel like doing it, it should go into their hands only, unless it's stated in the restaurant. So that makes, for me, a problem. If one waiter's doing all the work, why should somebody else get the tips based on that one person's performance? That, to me, is just unfair.
Where do you stand on tipping this morning? 0-30-30-80-55-55. We heard mention of taxi drivers. Robert is a taxi driver, regular caller to the programme. He's on the line this morning. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Joel. Stephen Nolan's a big tipper. I've had Stephen Nolan in the back of my taxi sometimes.
Yeah, he's left me a bag of sweets this morning. It's great.
Oh, come here. He's a big tipper, honestly. And I would like to say, if you're giving a real good service, if you give a real good service to people, they automatically give you a tip. Now, in restaurants, many times I've been in restaurants, and when I get a great service, you know what I say? Honestly, I say to the waitress, I would say, who gets his tip? Does the staff get it or the management? And she says to me, it goes to management, and I don't give a tip.
Yes.
Honestly. So I would advise anybody who gets a great service from the staff to make it clear, do the staff get it or the management? And I wouldn't give it to the management, to be honest with you.
What about if it was to be shared between all the staff and it wasn't all going to go to the individual member of staff that you thought had done the good job? Would you still tip?
Oh, yeah, but then it goes right back from the chef. From the chef to the dishwashers, et cetera, et cetera, yeah.
And to be fair, they have all probably done their bit in making sure that you've had a good restaurant experience.
Well, that's the point where my tip, what I'm saying, doesn't go to the staff. It includes all the staff, excluding the management, Joel.
Do you think, Robert, there's sort of crept in this thing where there's almost an obligation? You feel obliged to tip if you're in a restaurant, even if it's just been, say, just okay? Do you think that sort of arrived?
Well, I wouldn't. If I wasn't happy with the my meal or whatever.
Yes, but should it not be exceptional before you start the tip, not just okay?
No, it shouldn't be compulsory. It's down to your generosity. It's like me as a taxi driver. If I give a good service to members of the public, and sometimes say it's 5.50, some members of the public say, driver, cheap as £6. Now, if you weren't getting a good service, they wouldn't have given you £6.
Yes. But Bartley owns a restaurant. He's on the line down Patrick this morning. But Bartley, what's your experience of this? I mean, do you think people now feel obliged to tip, even if it's just, you know, it's okay, it's been good, it's been decent, as opposed to exceptional?
Well, the people's is up to everybody's choice to tip. We don't run the system like America. We have gratuity and additional gratuity, which is a mandatory percentage. We run a system in this country here where it's people's own generosity. If you get good service, then people tip. And when they're tipping, where the money goes to is directly into a glass, shared between the waiting staff and the girl who they never see, which would be in washing the dishes. There's no way the chefs would be getting tips, because the chefs, all chefs would be well paid. But it's down to the girls who prepare the restaurant, do all the work, clean the dishes, present the stuff and bring it all out, and give them that personal stuff. But it's definitely down to this. When people give the tip, it's definitely down to the girls on the floor, but that's who the tip goes to. Management has nothing to do whatsoever. Don't get involved in it. It's down to them.
Yeah, but it is the case, partly, that the individual waitress who has served me, if I think she has been absolutely fantastic and I give her the money, she can't keep that. That goes into a glass.
Well, that's between the staff, between themselves. They put that into a glass and they share it, because some person can serve a table who would be tipping and some person can serve on a table who doesn't tip. And to make it fair across the board, they all put it into a glass, count it up the end of the night, then share their tips between themselves.
But of course, the other side of that argument would be that one waitress who's getting more tips than another may be doing a better job, and she may be earning those tips more than somebody else who perhaps isn't seeing to the needs of her tables as well as what the other girl is.
Well, then what happens in that case is that some people who are known to be tipping well, as soon as they come in the restaurant, you would have staff rush to serve them and do, you know, so everybody gets a fair level across the board, everybody's treated the same, and if people think they've been really done exceptionally well, the tip, if they don't, well, it's totally up to themselves. They're the ones that's doing it, so it's down to each person individually. But if you turn around and let them keep the tips in, people who would be known for tipping, you would have staff rushing to them to get them, and you would get an uneven balance of you know, people being served, which wouldn't be acceptable.
Yes, go ahead, Charlie. Yep.
I just ask a question. One thing that I've heard, and maybe this gentleman can explain if it's true or not, do wait staff actually get some sort of a sales commission? I've always heard that the person serving you is, in a sense, considered a salesperson, because they're the one saying, oh, you want to try the lobster tonight because it's got yada, yada, yada. And it's
no, absolutely not. But I can tell you, just when you're on, and I would confirm this a whole lot, we're saying the worst tippers of all would be the Americans or the French. And the reason the Americans would want, they're quite happy to give you $1, and they think that the girls, they would give you $1, which is equivalent to 50p. But when you go to their country, they'd expect you, if you spend £100, they expect you to put 15 or 20 quid on their, you know. So I find that the American system is one very, very one-sided. The Americans would be, in my experience, the Americans would be think that their dollars worth so much money. It's worth 50 pence. And they would hand the girls $1, which they can't really spend. So, but at the end of the day, it's up to everybody to do their own thing and what they do. And the most important thing when you run a restaurant, that whenever that customer goes out that door, they'll be smiling in the face and they'll be back again. And that's the most important thing. And the girls at the front of the house is the girls that presents it, brings it out, deals with customers, has a happy face, deals with them on a daily basis, and hopefully that they portray what we expect of them, the highest standards, and then people return to your premises and you use your premises again. Even if they're visitors, when they go away, that they've went away and said, well, that's been a nice experience.
William Sitwell, is that a fair enough policy for you?
Well, yeah, the thing is, there's still not enough clarity because, you know, as we've just been hearing, you know, we've been educated by the fact that it doesn't matter if you give £1,000 to one particular waitress, they share it amongst all the staff. Mm. So, you know, the answer is, if you really want a proper level playing field, you know, the other thing, you know, you ban it. But the other thing is that I think it's crazy to say, oh, I don't want the money to go to the management. The management, the people who hire the staff, you've got to give them some credit if they hire a great waiter, a great waitress.
So no, the management staff would be on salary, and the management staff would have different incentives for them, which would totally kick them out of the bracket for getting tips. The management staff should not be in the bracket for tips.
Oh, sure.
Because they're on a salary.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree.
They're giving you the platform to be a good waiter.
What was that, Charlie? Sorry?
I was going to say it could be argued that the management are giving you the platform to be a good waiter. You know, just as, for instance, if you're a salesman for a company, you get a commission, but they get...
We can't start tipping the management. They get an office. Isn't that right, Bartley? Only joking.
The management get their offices, get their company cars. They have other incentives which staff don't know about, which they get. And there's different agreements with management and different things. And, you know, the more the management shows, the more their salary... betrays that, but the tipping is a totally different thing. It's a personal thing between, i.e., the customer and the waiting staff, and as a
personal thing. In a word, Bartley, you would say no to banning it. That wouldn't be a good idea.
Oh, she wouldn't be. Why would you ban it? It's a gift.
Okay.
In which case you keep it as a gift, so it can be between the customer, and that particular person. The problem is
the other thing to consider, Joel, is shared amongst the staff. Just on the side, I'd love to know how much money. People tip when they're on expense accounts versus
on their own
doing it on their. Yeah, I wonder how much of the license fee. I don't want to cast aspersions on the fine staff of the BBC, but I wonder how much of the license fee goes out in restaurant tips and taxi tips, etc.
I'm sure a Freedom of Information request is being prepared as we speak.
As we speak, yes.
We're talking tipping this morning, 0-30-30-80-55-55. This idea in New York that perhaps they're planning to wipe out the whole practice of tipping by the end of next year. So we want to hear your tipping experiences. 0-30-30-80-55-55. James is in Saintfield. Morning, James.
Good morning.
Where do you stand on tipping? Do you consider yourself to be a generous tipper?
I do, whenever I get generous service, as the man says.
Mm.
My wife and I are going off on a cruise next year, and I have an email here. The new daily gratuity amounts are $13.95 per guest for mini suites and suites, $12.95 for interior ocean view balcony staterooms. They're actually setting the rate at which you will tip, and they charge it to your shipboard account. They say that the gratuity rate increase is comparable to the cruise industry standards, and I'm not without mentioning the cruise company's name, and it's the first increase since May 2011.
I find that appalling. Let me get this right again. So they will charge it. You don't pay the waiter or the waitress. They will charge this to your account, and you will settle it.
Hold on. In addition to that, if you go and buy a drink, for example, if you go to the coffee bars and you have a coffee, they charge you 12.5%. If you have alcoholic drink, they charge you 12.5% on top of the price of the drink. So the waiters who are doing the drinks distribution are actually getting 12.5%. Anyway, this is allegedly this type of tipping here, or this type of gratuity.
And just to be clear,
your cabin steward.
Yes, James. But what I'm saying is, you don't pass that to the individual. This is billed to your cruise account,
and you
settle it as you leave.
Uh-huh, that's correct.
And it is totally independent on the level of service. You may be totally dissatisfied, but all these tips are going to be charged to your cruise account.
More or less, yeah. From my point of view, we're heading off on a 19-day cruise. It's going to cost roughly $28 per day.
In tips?
In tips, which is another £18.78 of today's rates. So a 19-day cruise, and we're going to end up with a bill for about £380 for tips.
Whether you like it or not. What do you make of that, Charlie Wolfe?
As I remember, having been on a couple of cruises myself, I remember having to have it in cash. My mother got married just before we got married, and we all went on a cruise. And it was luckily someone pointed out to me that you have to have a tip at the end, and it was supposed to be in cash. And that kind of threw me because I only had so many dollars on me having traveled over from here.
But a set level that's charged to your account, whether you like it or not, I mean, that's horrific.
Now, you can opt out of it, Joel. You can opt out of it. And, in fact, we do opt out of it. We tip our cabin steward according to how clean he keeps the cabin. Yeah. If he comes in every day and he just runs the vacuum around and doesn't make the beds or something like that, he's not going to get the same sort of tip as somebody.
It should be remembered, the cabin steward has a relationship with the people. Again, from the last cruise we went on, the person who was our cabin steward, or I forget the official name she had, she made sure our son was getting carrot sticks in the middle of the night if he wanted, so there was above and beyond the call of service. So,
well, at least you can opt out of it, James, and then make your own provision. I thought it, the way you were going there at the start, I thought it was sort of a compulsory thing and you had no choice.
Well, they don't tell you you can opt out of it, but we discovered that you can.
Oh, right, okay.
Once we opted out of it, then, as I said, at one stage there was an argument at the purser's desk. Do you realise what this is going to? And I says, well, I would hope that the captain knows where he's heading, so why should he get a tip for getting us from point A to point B?
James, interesting stuff. Thanks for your call this morning, sir. We're going to have to leave it there. Charlie, nice to talk to you as ever. And thanks to William Sitwell, who had to leave us a little bit earlier.